This is NPR's Life in Berlin. Don't call it a gallery. The apartment project doesn't have white walls or regular exhibitions. They're not out to make money, and the work can't be bought or sold. Like Berlin's other project spaces, the apartment project isn't an exhibition venue. It's not a theater. It's not an institution at all. So what is a project space?
Project space is a room when you can make a project. So stupid and so easy is that.
That's Project Space Festival co-director Marie-José Ortelan. The simple concept, the project space, forms the backbone of Berlin's independent and experimental art scene.
The thing is that it's also a non-commercial project. And it's a place where you can experiment many forms of art, many forms of doing things with people or with communities.
For each of the 31 days of August, the Project Space Festival highlights a different project space in Berlin. The first, the apartment project, fits this description perfectly. It's experimental and non-commercial. For their event, the apartment project presented a short, unpolished, and hard-to-classify lecture performance. And it's communal. Really communal. Apartment project founder Selda Asal explains,
"We are squeezing each other, but at the same time, it's a very good climate to develop the things. So we don't have separate rooms. Everybody has sleeping in the mezzanine. It's a hochbett. So this is also something. So we cook together, we write together. And so I think because of that, the production is also different."
This experimental live-work collective arrangement of the apartment project was founded in 1999 in Istanbul. In 2012, Asal moved the space to Neukölln. She says that the new location reminds her of Istanbul in the 90s. The question of location is actually key to the festival. Many of the spaces involved are nomadic or temporary, squeezed into RVs, abandoned spaces, or storefronts on temporary leases. The festival HQ is a grassy plot next to Theaterhaus Mitte. The co-directors calculated the geographic center between all 31 venues and chose this empty space to set up shop. Maybe empty is the wrong word. According to festival co-director Heiko Freund, nowhere is empty. It's just a matter of seeing what's there. Freund explains,
"Sometimes said that all these project spaces are in the periphery, which is not what I'm thinking. And the centers also not the museums and the galleries, because project spaces, my belief is that project spaces are closer to the center than most people expect."
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.